The statistics on food waste in the U.S. are staggering. Upwards of 40% of our food supply is wasted, from the farm to the grocery store to our own kitchens. That equals more than 20 pounds of food per person per month. Just as staggering are the stats on food insecurity in this country, 49 million people as of 2013. These two worlds collide when we talk about rescuing past its prime food for donations to hunger organizations. But what about the waste that comes from that part of the food system? Kate Griebel wanted to learn more, so she started at a grocery store, followed its donated produce to a food bank, and then to the final destination at a soup kitchen.
Save 28, 29 a day with your Kroger.
The Kroger on College Mall Road in Bloomington, Indiana, turns over a lot of produce with the help of people like Greg Phillips.
There's a rotten tomato. These need to be gone through, somebody.
He's a produce clerk. He spends thousands of hours scanning shelves, making sure customers like what they see.
You know, we have really high standards here. We want everything to look really pretty and to be perfect. And if it's not up to that standard, then we have to pull it off the floor.
Kroger has definitive policies on what they'll sell and what they won't. Popular foods, like bananas, customers purchase tons of those, and Greg says they'll sell, even if they're a little spotted. Lots of other foods don't sell as well once they've ripened. Those are donated.
People tend to not, buy soft avocados, even if they're perfect inside. That's what we want to donate.
Then there are foods that may be wounded, dripping, or show other damage. Those present a safety risk. Those have to be thrown away.
It's a constant battle, especially something soft like tomatoes. You stock tomatoes out, and then an hour later, half of them are mush.
Greg pulls on a pair of gloves and picks up a small cluster of on-the-vine tomatoes.
These, I would discard these. They have broken skin, they're oozing, and by the time they get to a food bank someplace, they're going to be 10 times as bad, so I wouldn't donate something like that.
So, it's to the trash. Over at a stand of apples, Greg sees some tiny brown spots. These aren't bad apples, but Greg says they might never land a seat in a grocery cart.
Those will probably sell, but that would be something that I would probably donate that. You know, the standards are very high in a store like Kroger. Any sort of cosmetic imperfection, people kind of turn their nose up at it.
Once a food is ID'd for donation, it's sent to the back of the store and picked up by the Hoosier Hills Food Bank.
We're happy to accept whatever donations we can get. We hope that people will use some common sense in doing that.
That's Julio Alonso, director of Hoosier Hills.
We are, rescuing food pretty much at the very end of its lifespan. That's why it's being donated to us, because it's not something these stores can sell. We work very hard to get it as quickly as possible from these locations and then get it out to agencies so that they can use it.
Alonso and his staff are more forgiving with their produce. How pretty an apple is doesn't make it more or less edible, after all. Still, Hoosier Hills has to make sure the food they send out is safe.
When we're getting bulk produce like this, there's always going to be stuff that we need to take out.
Casey Sturry has been involved with Hoosier Hills since he was a kid. He remembers that back in the 90s, they would get truckloads of potatoes.
And we have a lot of horror stories where a lot of those potatoes or a lot of that cabbage, a lot of that squash was just not very good. Nowadays, when stuff comes in, it's not in that bad of shape. The majority of the stuff that comes in, we can use.
From here, food is sent to member organizations.
Thanks, Casey.
Yeah, you gotta take care.
The final safety check is the most important of all. It happens at the community kitchen of Monroe County.
Well, we're all of the staff here are knowledgeable about what's appropriate to accept as donations.
Adam Summer is the kitchen supervisor. He decides what can be made into meals and what's past the point of no return. When a big donation of produce comes in, Adam and the meal planners try to use it as soon as possible, usually within the week. It's not often that too much produce is a problem at the community kitchen. When there is a surplus, Adam and his crew work hard to make the most of it and make sure no food goes to waste.
A good example is last year we received 30 bushels of tomatoes. Just way more than we thought that we could possibly use. But what we wound up doing is for some of them, we would core them, freeze them, also use them in salads. We've even done stuffed tomatoes here before, which is fantastic. That's a little labor intensive, but when you have something like that, you just have to become creative, try to figure out how to use them.
Today, the kitchen is serving chicken and collard greens. Next week, it could be completely different. It all depends on what gets donated. For Earth Eats, I'm Kate Griebel.